As more senior citizens live into their 80s, 90s, and beyond, many want to remain in their homes as long as possible. It's part of what's driving increasing demand for home health aides. It's the fastest-growing occupation in Massachusetts, but supply isn't keeping up. This week, WBUR's Bostonomics team is looking at the future of work. This morning, Rachel Zimmerman reports on this caregiving workforce and how it must innovate to adapt to shifting demographics.
Let's start with singing in the rain.
Leroy Newberg is 102 years old, but he still lives at home and has a packed schedule. There are poetry classes and fitness sessions, massages, and his weekly hair braiding appointment at Salon Maria in Brookline. On Fridays, Leroy's got chorus at the senior center.
Singing in the rain, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
The woman responsible for keeping Leroy active and healthy is his caregiver, Yamalee Jean-Louis. She works for him Tuesdays through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Her job description is broad. She accompanies Leroy to doctor's appointments, doles out medications, cares for his wounds.
I do everything for Leroy. I'm his caregiver. I'm his housekeeper. I am his psychiatrist. I'm his reader, I guess. Yeah, I do everything for him.
But Jean-Louis struggles to make ends meet. She's got student loans to pay off, and even though she earns $15 an hour, somewhat higher than the national average, she works a second job on weekends. At 43, she lives at home in Cambridge with her own aging parents. Caregivers like Jean-Louis are in high demand, but recruiting and retaining more qualified home health aides in the coming years will be difficult unless salaries, training, and the potential for career advancement improve. That's according to MIT economist Paul Osterman, author of Who Will Care for Us?
If nothing is done to improve these jobs, by the year 2040, there'll be a shortage of at least 350,000 paid caregivers.
In Massachusetts, jobs for home health aides are projected to increase by more than 37% by the year 2024. But today, that industry, comprised mainly of women and largely people of color, is fragmented. Some caregivers work through agencies, some don't. Some are paid through private insurers, others through Medicare or Medicaid. Some workers are unionized, many are not. The pay on average is just over $10 an hour nationally, and many caregivers live below the federal poverty line.
In general, a home health care worker makes considerably less than a golf caddy.
Jody Gastfriend is vice president of senior care at Care.com, an online marketplace for caregivers and those needing care of all kinds. That includes pet care, child care, and senior care. Gastfriend says that with the looming shortage of home care workers, the burden is increasingly falling on family members, and their employers are starting to take note.
Employers lose an estimated $33 billion a year for senior care issues. People are not able to focus, they're not able to show up, they're distracted. All of a sudden, dad needs to go to the doctors and you have to drop everything or there's a crisis.
Yamalee Jean-Louis, Leroy Newberg's caregiver, found her job through a Boston startup called Meet Caregivers. The company matches families to highly vetted personal care assistants, home health aides, and certified nursing assistants, and then pays those workers more than the national average. Meet Caregivers is one of a slew of new startups working to improve and innovate the caregiving industry. Another company, Care Academy, offers caregivers practical training through bite-sized micro-courses online, like how to communicate with an Alzheimer's patient or how to bathe a senior. Care Academy was co-founded by Helena Deosen. She says her goal is to help build and enhance the career ladder for working caregivers.
The idea is that they can go from someone who may never have been a caregiver before to being a home health aide, then a CNA, and then possibly a career in nursing. That whole trajectory, that whole pipeline is what we actually really need right now as the number of people who are doing the work is shrinking.
MIT's Paul Osterman emphasizes that improving the job by expanding its scope is key. That way, home care workers become a more integrated part of the overall healthcare team.
The strategy for improving the quality of the jobs is to broaden the scope of what they can do and provide them more training. That will be good for the consumers who they help, but it will also be good for the medical system because it will save the medical system money.
And it might also generate more respect for home care workers, something Yamilee Jean-Louis says is often lacking.
A lot of people tend to put you down with this job. I used to work for this family where she would not allow me to go into a doctor's appointment with her husband. I would have to stay outside. She did not want me to be part of this world.
Leroy Newberg credits Jean-Louis for helping him live so well for so long. We should all be so lucky, singing at 102 with a compassionate caregiver by our side.
Singing in the rain.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Zimmerman.